Hey friends, it's the 25th of June. Let me start today by asking you a question. Have you ever said or asked God, "What do you want from me?" And wow, I think there are so many things that God wants from us. But I want to take you to the Old Testament today, to Micah chapter 6. This is an Old Testament prophet, Micah, and Israel, the Israelites, had rebelled against God. And so this whole chapter of Micah chapter 6, God is presenting his case to the people and talking about what they had done to dishonor him. But then in verse 8, here's what he says to Israel. It says, "He has shown you, O man, what is good. And what does the Lord require of you? To act justly, and to love mercy, and to walk humbly with your God." I'm going to read that last part again. This is what God requires of mortal man, right? And this is what God tells the Israelites. I think this is totally applicable to us. What does God want? He wants us to act justly, to love mercy, and to walk humbly with your God. Okay, so I want you to pick one of those three things. Walk humbly with your God, or prudently, walk humbly with God. That is allowing God to be the boss. To act justly, that means to treat with fairness others. And to love mercy, extending mercy to other people. So take those three things: act justly, love mercy, and walk humbly with God. Which of those three things do you feel that you need to sharpen today? Let's pray about that. Thank you, Lord, that we can read through your word and we can find what you desire of us. You tell us that you desire for us to forgive. You desire for us to love you with all of our heart, all of our mind, and all of our soul. You desire us to come to you when we're weary and heavy laden, and that you'll give us rest. We know that you desire for us to cast our cares on you because you care for us. But Lord, thank you for this verse in Micah that you tell your people that you desire them to act justly. And Father, for those of us who have maybe not treated somebody fairly, whether that's in a business deal, whether that's in the mistreatment or favoritism of somebody else, Lord, may you just accept our offering and ask your forgiveness for that, Lord. And would you help us to act justly, to love mercy. Lord, we live in this merciless world. And Father, I pray for those who this is their goal today, that you would give us mercy on others, that we would look at others and we would see them with the compassion, Jesus, that you have for them. And finally, Lord, for those of us who need to walk humbly with you, who just seem to get reversed the roles here, and we try to tell you what to do, and we try to guide you in what we think is best for us, would you help us to walk humbly, that we would recognize that you are God and we are not, and you are so far above us, that your mind is so much greater than ours, and that you know what's best for us. So, Father, in these three things, would you help us to act justly, to love mercy, and to walk humbly with you? Amen.